This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. He is the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race and stars in the HBO docuseries called We're Here. We're about to chat with Bob the Drag Queen. His show follows Bob and two other drag queens, Shangela and Eureka O'Hara, as they adopt small-town residents as their drag daughters and train them for a one-night-only drag performance. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Miss Eisenberg. How are you?
Good. I love seeing behind you just, an amazing display of wigs.
And a single bag of candy that I am embarrassed that I realize is still, there.
Excellent. Excellent. Looks like you have, I'm going to say, 20 wigs over there?
Is that well, this is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 8. I'm looking at right now about 20.
Yeah.
But I have way more than 20 wigs.
Yeah.
I mean, I also have like a lot of unstyled wigs. The bins and the sides are full of wigs. The bags are full of wigs. And then over there is, I'm in my drag closet, which is my basement. I turned my basement into the drag room.
yeah.
It's kind of like the smallest and weirdest thrift shop where everything's the exact same size. It's like a thrift shop from some really extravagant size 14 woman.
You know, that would make thrift shops so much better if you could just go to the one just for you. And happy post-Pride. Obviously, the official New York City Gay Pride Parade was canceled. I know that you've talked about how important Pride was for you when you first moved to New York City. What did you do this year?
This year, I stayed indoors. I did something called the Black Queer Town Hall with my friend Peppermint. It was a 3-day celebration of Black queerness. So that felt really nice. But I've not really left my home for almost 4 months now.
Yeah, I hear you.
And it's kind of wild to say that out loud because I'm a traveler. Like, I travel for a living. And I have slept in my bed every night for over 90 days. That is crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, your latest project, the 6-part docuseries, We're Here, that involved travel. So, just as a setup, you and your co-host Shangela and Eureka O'Hara, you guys go into small towns to support their LGBTQ communities by putting on one night only drag show.
Yes. Una noche solamente. It's really a wild concept. And when it was pitched to me, my first thought was, wait, what? Because I was thinking it was going to be one of those like gay people fix straight people's lives. and it's really not that. That's not what the show is. And I think there's a lot of people who think that's what it is. And once people start seeing it, they're like, oh my God, this is different. We're actually uplifting and highlighting a lot of queer voices, marginalized people, community. We talk to indigenous people. We talk to people in the Latinx community, the Black community, the trans community. I'm so proud of the representation on this show.
I will say that it's very emotional.
Yeah. I can't imagine. People tell me they binge watch it. I'm like, you binge watch all 6? I would just be exhausted. And folks would say to me, like, it was so emotional to watch. Like, for you had me crying for an hour. I was like, an hour? It takes 9 days to shoot it. So, like, I'm a wreck for 9 days.
Really? Yeah. I imagine it's just so intense. You know, and I know that things are filmed out of order. It's the magic of putting something like this together. But the way the episode is presented, you know, the initial shots going into this small town or community in full drag, usually kind of representing whatever the ethos or fashion is of the town.
Yeah.
And we all get an idea of the first impressions of this town to you and to drag. How does that feel for you?
Well, even though we're not always shooting things in the direct same order, that is oftentimes people in the town's first time seeing us. Because when we walk around in our day clothes, you know, as day walkers, no one really pays much attention. But once a big yellow Birkin bag rolls into town and the most gorgeous woman you've ever seen in your life steps off of it, you know, people really look up.
Yeah. And you know, so, you know, because I'm just thinking like, what is showed on the show is that some people are kind of excited. A lot of people turn away. As you're walking through the town in full drag, like the three of you, does it feel at all like, whoa, we have a lot of work to do here? Or does it feel like exciting?
For the most part, I think that the world did a really good job of you know, mostly from the 60s up through the 90s, making bigots feel really uncomfortable with being bigoted in public. Recently, bigots have had a resurgence and they're like, we're back on top, baby. It's our time to shine again. But for the most part, people are really embarrassed by their behavior if it's anything less than scrupulous.
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot to say, congratulations on season two. HBO announced that season two of We're Here is going to happen.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really, I mean, we're up in the air. I'm up in the air. So like, how we're going to film this, considering what it is right now. But we've been okayed for a season two, which really means the world to me.
So if let's just say it was to proceed at some point, basically in the same fashion that it did for the first season, is there any place that you personally would like to go?
Well, I want to go back to Spartanburg because Spartanburg was the episode that we weren't able to finish. So I would love to go back to Spartanburg. I would also love to go to my hometown. Well, I would love and also and terrified of going to my hometown. I'm from like a lot of small towns, but I grew up in Columbus, Georgia, and in Phenix City, Alabama, and LaGrange, Georgia, and Corinth, Mississippi. And going to those towns would feel like, it would feel amazing. It would honestly legit be kind of scary for me.
Because?
Well, because of my connection to those places, you know?
Right. So, I mean, I think homecomings are always difficult. And I'm sure, do you keep in touch with anyone that has been like?
Ophira, I didn't go to any of my homecomings. I did not go to my 5. I did not go to my 10. And I'm certainly not going to my, what's the next? What comes after 10? Is it 15 or is it 25?
20?
I'm not going. I mean, I graduated high school 16 years ago. So in 4 years, it will be my 20-year anniversary. And I'm just not going under any circumstances. I just have no. Yeah. Ophira, stop asking me because I'm not doing it.
Would you like to play an Ask Me Another game?
I would love to.
Fantastic. You know, we often ask our guests, what would you like to play about? You went above and beyond and gave us a list of not one, but 6 things that you could play a game about. You suggested Whoopi Goldberg, The Color Purple,
I love musical theater,
Kesha, clowning, and quote, anything else gay.
Is that gay, what you're going to say? Gayness. I love gayosity.
So normally we choose one of those things, then write a quiz. But we thought, these are all so great. Why don't we write a game about all of them?
Oh, wow. Here we go. Let's do it.
So this game is called, and the category is, we're going to start listing some things that are somehow related. And when you think you know the connection, just jump in and say what you think the category is.
Okay, let's try it.
All right, here we go. Fantasy. Stretch. Ranger Margaret.
Ranger Margaret?
Gaia. Shenzi.
Is it? No. Oh, is it? Wait, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes, animated characters.
These are all Whoopi Goldberg characters. Yeah, yeah.
All Whoopi Goldberg characters. That is correct. Fantasy is an anthropomorphic book from the movie The Pagemaster.
Yeah, I know The Pagemaster. Whoopi Goldberg. They really made her look like a book in The Pagemaster, too. Like that book really looks like Whoopi Goldberg.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
And Stretch is a rubber toy octopus in Toy Story 3.
I did not know that one.
I cannot watch that. I will cry way too much.
Too sad.
Ranger Margaret is a character in the Rugrats movie. Gaia is from the TV show Captain Planet. And Shenzi is the hyena in The Lion King. Have you ever met Whoopi Goldberg?
I have met Whoopi Goldberg, yeah. Oh. The first time I met her was at Gilbert Gottfried's podcast. She was his guest on his podcast. Mm-hmm. And I walked up to her and I told her that I have her face tattooed on my arm.
Yeah.
And then she, instead of having security throw me out, she then invited me to her birthday party in Las Vegas, which I came to. And then she invited me to her birthday show at The View, which I came to. And then she hosted the 50th anniversary of Stonewall, which I performed at. And she hosted the Pride kickoff at the Barclays, which I performed at as well.
Oh, so yeah, you're buds.
Oh, buddies. Me and a Whoop. I call her Whoop. Hey, Whoop. Hey, a Whoop.
It's a great lesson for everybody who wants to get close to, you know, their idols, that if you don't know a famous person, all you need to do to meet them is tattoo their face on your skin and then go up and tell them that you have a tattoo of them and then you'll become friends.
Well, you're missing an important part. Tattoo a picture of them and then go to a Gilbert Gottfried podcast. You're forgetting that very... You're Jonathan, don't skip steps, right. Jonathan.
Here's another one for you, Bob. Let me know what all these have in common. Tonight, Supernatural, Dinosaur, Cannibal, Blow.
Oh, these are all Kesha songs.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. They're all Kesha songs.
Yeah, I love Tonight is from her latest album, which is probably my favorite song from the album. It's like, it has this great little fake out in the beginning where it's like, tonight's the best night of my life. Can you? And then it goes into like, you go without tonight. It's really great. I love it.
I just like the list of them put together tonight. Supernatural, Dinosaur, Cannibal, Blow. It's like, is that the origin of the planet? What is that?
I also love Dinosaur is so great because she spells that D-I-N-O-S-A. You are a dinosaur. And she takes you are from dinosaur and makes it into you're a dinosaur. And Blow is probably my favorite song by Kesha. And when I saw her perform it live, I cried.
Oh,
but it's not a ballad, so I'm the only one crying when she's like, this place about to blow. And I'm like, oh my God.
All right. How about this one? Reggie Montgomery, Emmett Kelly, Joseph Grimaldi, Ronald McDonald, Bianca Del Rio.
Oh, clowns.
Clowns is correct.
They're all clowns.
Reggie Montgomery was the Ringling Brothers' first African-American clown. Emmett Kelly performed with the Ringling Brothers in the 40s and 50s.
You know, he did that famous sweeping up the spotlight bit.
Oh, yeah?
He was like the world's most famous clown, and his big bit was a spotlight coming. He tried to sweep up the spotlight. It was a whole thing.
Weary Willie. He was like the sad sack hobo. That was the character.
That one I did not know about.
Yeah. Joseph Grimaldi was thought to have created the popular image of the clown in the early 1800s with the white and red face paint. Mm-hmm. Bianca Del Rio, not a clown per se, but she...
No. She's a clown.
She's a clown? Well, she's described herself as a clown.
I don't think there's any need to qualify that. If you are listening, Google Bianca Del Rio and you will say, no need to explain.
Definitely clown.
Nice.
I'm surprised you didn't include Marcel Marceau, famous mime.
Right. So what is the line between mime and clown?
Well, I think it's a stylization of the makeup and also a speaking thing. Most mimes don't speak. And there's no line between them because mimes are clowns.
Mimes are clowns.
Yeah. But not all clowns are mimes.
Why are you particularly interested in clowns or know about clowns?
So before I got into drag, I was actually going to take a stab at clowning. I created a clown character and I have this whole persona. I was actually going to try to go get a food vendor's license in New York City and sell cotton candy as a clown. My clown name was Cotton Cody. Then I found out that a food vendor's license is almost impossible to get in New York City. Like, in the neighborhood of impossible to get one.
So, because that didn't work out, you were like, well, maybe I'll...
Well, I was simultaneously trying drag as well. Okay. I've never been one to really stay in one lane, which is why I love drag, because it allows me to do a lot.
Yeah, but no revisiting Cotton Cody.
Cotton Cody never saw the light of day.
Okay, here's the next one. Stormy DeLarvier, Barbara Giddings, Amy Stevens, Bayard Rustin, Jim Obergefell.
Wait, Bayard Rustin? Are these all activists?
That's exactly right. They're all LGBT civil rights
pioneers. Yeah, Bayard Rustin was the queer black man who helped Martin Luther King.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Openly gay advisor to Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah. But work, that's amazing. And don't forget Dr. Angela Davis, Stormy, who threw the shot glass at...
That's right.
Now it's all come back to me, obviously.
So who's Stormy?
So there is a discrepancy in the LGBTQIA+ history. Some people say that Marsha P. Johnson threw the first brick, and other accounts say that Stormy threw the first... It was a shot glass that Stormy threw that actually initiated the whole thing.
Kicked off the Stonewall riots. Hmm.
Yeah.
And then Barbara Giddings was often known as the mother of LGBT civil rights the 50s and 60s. Amy Stevens was a trans woman who was one of the plaintiffs in the recent case that established that LGBT workers are protected by the Civil Rights Act. And then Jim Obergefell was the plaintiff in the 2015 Supreme Court case that established that same-sex couples have the right to marry.
I'm glad I got that one. That could have been really, really rough.
No, you got it.
Okay, this one might be hard.
I'm ready.
Meridian, Finding the Green Stone, To Hell with Dying, The way forward is with a broken heart. Now is the time to open your heart.
This one is hard. Are these like all lyrics or quotes?
Okay, here's a hint. The author of all of those is best known for a book that you like because it was adapted into a movie and a musical.
Oh, is this Alice Walker?
Alice Walker.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. Yeah, Meridian was 1976. To Hell with Dying. That's what I read my son as bedtime story.
Wait, do you really?
No.
Like, and tonight, child, we'll be reading 50 Shades of Grey. Good night.
Okay, here's another one for you. Any Little Thing? Hell No. Too Beautiful for Words?
Oh, you stop. These are all songs from the... These are all songs.
Don't even read them.
All right, songs from The Color Purple. Come on, Jonathan.
That's
make
right.
It.
Is that too... That's too easy.
That was too easy.
Okay, final one. I think it's a challenge. Who knows? Here we go. Rags, Carrie, Carnival in Flanders, Bring Back Birdie, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Is this specifically just movies that have been turned into musicals that have been turned into movies, or?
You know what? I'll take musicals because that's really what they are. They're Broadway musicals. What joins them, and if you haven't heard of some of them, there's a good reason for that because all of these musicals closed after fewer than 10 performances on Broadway.
Oh, Carrie closed after less than 10?
Oh, Carrie closed after 5.
I hate to say the obvious, but to whoever wrote that, I mean, they're all going to laugh at you.
Oh, man. 5 stars.
Yeah. Hey, you did fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And what a pleasure to talk to you again. See you soon, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so.
You can watch Bob the Drag Queen on every episode of season 1 of We're Here on HBO right now. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by our staff, along with Camilla Franklin and senior writer Karen Lurie, with additional material by Kara Weinberger and Emily Winter. Ask Me Another is produced by Travis Larsha, Kiara Powell, Nancy Seychow, James Farber, and Ramel Wood. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal, and our bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm Her Ripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.